From the Heart, August 17. Rejected. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. At the first advent of Christ, which was in apparent obscurity, the angels of heaven could scarcely be restrained from pouring forth their glories to grace the birth of the Son of God. The glorious manifestations of heaven were not entirely restrained. The wonderful event was not without some attestations of a divine character. That birth, so little prepared for on earth, was celebrated in the heavenly courts with praise and thanksgiving in behalf of sinners. He who came in human flesh and submitted to a life of humiliation was the Majesty of heaven, the Prince of life, and yet the wise men of the earth, the princes and rulers, and even his own nation, knew him not. They did not recognize him as the long-looked-for Messiah. Notwithstanding, mighty miracles did show forth themselves in him. Notwithstanding, he opened the eyes of the blind and raised the dead to life. Christ suffered the hatred and abuse of the people he came to bless. They regarded him as a sinner and accused him of casting out devils through the prince of devils. The circumstances of his birth were mysterious and were remarked upon by the rulers. They charged him with being born in sin. The prince of heaven was insulted because of the corrupt minds and the sinful, blasphemous unbelief of his people. What a baleful thing is unbelief! It originated with the first great apostate, and to what fearful lengths it will lead all who enter upon its path is seen in the Jews' rejection of their Messiah. The leaders in Israel professed to understand the prophecies, but they had received false ideas in regard to the manner of Christ's coming. The very one who died for sinners is to judge them in the last day. For the Father hath committed all judgment unto the Son, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. What a day that will be, when those who rejected Christ will look upon him whom their sins have pierced. They will then know that he proffered them all heaven if they would but stand by his side as obedient children, that he paid an infinite price for their redemption, but that they would not accept freedom from the galling slavery of sin. They chose to stand under the black banner of rebellion to the close of mercy's hour.